G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
International delegates at the third meeting of the G20 Digital Economy Working Group in São Luís, Maranhão, made significant progress in drafting a document to be delivered at the group's next meeting. The document, being finalized by the international representatives, focuses on universal connectivity, information integrity, digital government, and artificial intelligence. Ambassador Luciano Maza, director of the Department of Science, Technology and Intellectual Property of Brazil's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said that the proposals presented by Brazil's G20 presidency are being generally well accepted by other countries. The ambassador says, "We have made significant progress in fostering dialogue and cooperation with G20 countries in preparing the upcoming ministerial declaration and a set of products for ministerial endorsement, including documents, analysis, and principles on various aspects of the digital economy." Renata Miele, special advisor to Brazil's Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, said that the meeting provided the opportunity to share an initial draft on the use of artificial intelligence with member countries. She says, "Finding ways to include developing countries in the global discussion about artificial intelligence is an important priority to the Brazilian government. This issue is mobilizing the international community as a whole." Discussions around information integrity have also made significant progress, since the impact of disinformation affects everyone without exception, both from the country's economic and social perspectives, as highlighted by João Branch, the Brazilian government secretary of digital policies. He says, "This problem affects the world's 20 largest economies. Countries are currently open to discuss governance processes, for instance. The challenge is how to advance an agenda that addresses disinformation and illegal online content while simultaneously preserving freedom of expression and reducing the prevalence of these issues." Daniel Cavalcanti, General Coordinator of Public Policies for Telecommunication Services at the Brazilian Ministry of Communications, also mentioned addressing the need for innovative financing mechanisms towards connectivity, given that today, a third of the world's population is disconnected. He says, "This is an important contribution by this working group, to develop consensus that allows expansion of connectivity coverage and internet access to the world population." The next meeting of the Digital Economy Group will be held in September in the city of Maceió, in the state of Alagoas. This is Pedro Sardinha reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.